this show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Welcome to Devil in Your Ears. This is episode 3. First off, Devil in Your Ears is part of the Reader Feed and can be found at thereaderfeed.com. The Reader Feed is also part of the Comic Book Noise family. So you can also find episodes of the Devil in Your Ears at comicbooknoise.com, but you can also find it at comicbooknoisefamily.com. I know this is ridiculously complex, but the Reader Feed is also part of the Deliberate Noise Network. So if you go to deliberatenoise.com, you can find links to all the shows in the Deliberate Noise Network, including, I believe, the Reader Feed. You know what? All these years, I've never even checked. Anyway, this episode, I'm going to talk about the first story from Grendel 2. Grendel number 2, the one that was originally printed by Kumiko back in the day. I am reading from the Grendel archives that came out from Dark Horse Comics a few years ago. And in this book, it contains the first ever Grendel story from a Primer. Number 2, and Grendel's 1-3, you know. It's also a really good book. If you're really into Grendel, you really should try and pick these. Try to pick this one up, because the issues are obscenely expensive nowadays. I have to check with my friend Damien Smith, because he has every single Grendel issue ever released, except I think maybe the Primer 2 he doesn't have, but I don't know. Anyway, the cover for this issue is really cool. It's a picture of Argent, who is the wolf, Grendel's arch nemesis, you know. It's a picture of him, Argent, with blood on his fingers, sitting in front of a wanted poster for Grendel. If you didn't know any better, taking a look at this, it would look like Grendel is the superhero who is wanted for something, and this very buff, muscular, demonic looking figure is trying to hunt him down. But when you read the inside, you see that it's totally opposite. Let me do the little synopsis. The story is called From Desire, a Wolf. Okay, Argent sits down and tells his story to Hunter Rose Grendel. In fact, this is just after, if you remember in the last episode, last issue, Grendel and Argent were sitting on top of a roof preparing to fight each other, but first they were going to talk. You know, that's what civilized people do. The last issue and episode, they were talking about how Hunter Rose became Grendel, and, you know, Grendel's early days, and now they're going to talk about Argent. So Argent tells him that he was an Algonquin shaman. Although I think it was like an Algonquin shaman's apprentice. I might have written that down wrong. But he was really extremely antisocial. He didn't like being around other people in his tribe. So he retreated to become, as he put it, a self-exiled hermit. However, there was one part of the tribe that he did like, a very good-looking woman who he had grown up with. and every now and then she would sneak out into the woods to visit him. You know, because they were childhood friends. He was in love with her, and I'm assuming she was in love with him. And so he took himself away from the tribe, and she wanted to see him, so she snuck out there. Then, for some reason, the tribe suffered an epidemic. They don't exactly say what the epidemic was, but it started killing a bunch of them off. And the shaman said that the only way to get rid of it was to appease the Mogwai, the wolf-headed spirit of death. In order to do that was to sacrifice a virgin bride. So, of course, they're going to sacrifice the woman who sneaks off to see the man who would become Argent. So she ran away from the tribe. She ran out into the woods to him. And okay, now up until this time, they had never done anything physical. They were in love, but they hadn't made love. Well, they made love. And when he woke up sometime after midnight, he found himself face to face with the Mogwai. You know, facing him. The Mogwai had already taken the woman to his shadow realm, wherever that is. But he stuck around to make sure that the man was punished for despoiling his prize. All right, whatever. All of a sudden, the man found himself racked with a lot of pain. And when he was done, he was no longer a man, but he was actually a wolf. You know, that wasn't the only curse, however. The Mogwai had also cursed him with the need to be drawn to, quote unquote, the largest bulk of humanity. So even though he didn't want to be around his tribe, he wanted to be near his tribe. Does that make sense? He didn't want to be around him, but he did. That was the bigger curse. Because let's face it, being a immortal wolf being is bad enough. But to want to be around people when you don't like people, that's tough, you know. He eventually ended up making him, he eventually made himself so angry and disgusted with his fate that he took it out on what he called the outliers, the criminals in society, and the people who found themselves at home with violence, you know. So he would attack them. He would defeat them. And along the way, people, you know, because he would need to be around a lot of people, they mistakenly thought that he was like the Wendigo, you know, or he was a werewolf, which he wasn't. He can't turn from human to man, and he obviously is not a Wendigo. Eventually he made it to New York City, where his exploits were discovered. A journalist, gave him the name Argent, and the police department gave him, like, a place to be. He is now part of their tribe. Mm-hmm. And interesting that he says that even though the Mogwai no longer exists, his curse does. The Mogwai, well, I'll get to that in a second. Yeah. And now Grendel laughs because his fate, you know, the pathway to him being the pathway from Hunter Rose to Grendel to being up on their roof was sealed by a woman, Jocasta. And now Argent's fate from being shaman to becoming the wolf, becoming Argent, was sealed by a woman. And they realize that they have one other woman in common. Well, not a woman, but her name is Stacy. And I'm going to talk about that on the next episode, because that's like a totally different story. Totally separate story inside the same thing. Now, a couple of things I just did want to mention. If you read this, Wagner puts down that Argent was a Native American, but then he said he was from the area now known as Ontario. This is not an error. Canadians are Americans. North Americans. Just not from the United States of America. Because usually when a lot of people say American, they mean people from the U.S. You know, Canadians and Mexicans are also American. Right? Brazilians and Uruguayans and Nicaraguans, they're all Americans. All right. So I just want to point that out there. Because when I first read it, I was like, wait a minute, I thought he said he was American. Oh, no, wait a minute. Yeah. You know, so in case anybody else is reading that, it's like, hey, he made a mistake. No, he didn't. And as I'm reading this and I get to that part where the Mogwai is face to face with this shaman, I had to wonder just to myself, because I know where the story is going to go. I wonder if the Mogwai is connected to, like, the Grendel force, the Grendel entity, whatever you want to call them. Because in the grander scheme of things, it would make sense, because I'm pretty sure that I read Matt Wagner said that the Hunter Rose was not the first Grendel. You know, and it would make a lot of sense. If the Mogwai was, I mean, here's a wolf-headed spirit of death. It's possible, you know. I don't know. And the curse. Now, the curse continues, even though the old gods cease to exist, because, you know, the Mogwai was part of the old gods that Argent and his tribe used to worship. And when, you know, deities like that, like all, get their powers from worship, and if there's nobody left to worship them, nobody left to acknowledge their existence, they cease to exist. However, I wonder if the curse continues, because Argent, although he may not still worship them, he still remembers the Mogwai. And that's why his curse is still there, because it's sort of like a self-perpetuating thing, you know. Argent still remembers. Therefore, there's just enough faith energy to keep the curse alive. And the curse is alive because he keeps remembering what happened. You know what I mean? Anyway, let me know what you think. If you've read this issue, let me know what you think. And I will be back soon with the second part, which is about how they are connected through Stacy. All right. And then after that, I will move on to Grendel 3. And then we'll get into Devil by the Deed. And then the rest of the Grendel. Well, after Devil by the Deed, then I'm going to find my Grendel. Yeah, there it is. Grendel Devil's Legacy, and then we'll go from there. Anyway, thank you for listening. My name is Derek Howard. If you'd like to send feedback, please visit the website, thereaderfeed.com. You'll find the link for this episode. Just go ahead and leave a comment. You can also email me. It's Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at comicbooknoise.com. Or you can join the Comic Book Noise, Comic Book Noise family Facebook page. Yeah. I think it's Comic Book Noise. No, it's facebook.com/comicbooknoise. Anyway, thank you for listening, and I will be back soon with part two of this episode. I love this couple of